USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gun Owners of America, one of the largest gun rights groups in the country, said they're preparing to fight a slew of executive actions from the Biden administration, claiming they're tyrannical and that they will spare no expense in defeating them. Gun Owners of America's Senior Vice President Eric Pratt, in a statement saying, Gun Owners of America is wholeheartedly opposed to the unconstitutional gun control threatened by President Biden. Restrictions such as the attacks on homemade and braced equipment firearms and the so-called red flag gun confiscation orders. At least one person is dead following a shooting at a South Central Texas business. Bryan Police Chief Eric Buskey says a person died after someone started shooting at Kent Moore Cabinets. Four others are hospitalized, and a suspect is in custody. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Kahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure, it tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Some welcome news regarding COVID-19 vaccines.
As the California coronavirus variant continues to spread across the Golden State since May of 2020, new research suggests that several vaccines could continue to provide an effective defense against it. The findings were published Wednesday in the New England Journal of Medicine. In another paper, scientists in Israel examined the antibody responses in blood samples from six healthcare workers who had been infected and later received one dose of the Pfizer vaccine. They found their immune systems kicked in against the original virus and the UK, Brazilian, and South African variants. Scientists want to quash these variants as fast as possible by vaccinating the population. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The National Association of Realtors is releasing its list of the best 10 cities for first-time home buyers, and four of them are in the Midwest. Bloomington, Illinois, number one, followed by Iowa City and Kalamazoo, Michigan, for a sweep of the top three. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
275 sheriffs across the nation are urging President Biden to secure the southern border from illegal immigration. Bristol, Massachusetts County Sheriff Thomas Hodgkins is leading the campaign. Hodgkins, along with 275 sheriffs from 39 states, have sent a letter to the Biden administration requesting that he halt the mass influx of illegal immigrants from Mexico and Central America.
Open borders don't work, and they're exposing our citizens to more transnational gangs, the violence in our communities, more drugs pouring into our communities, sex and human trafficking out of control, and now national security threats. And so we want the people of this nation, along with the sheriffs, to mobilize and let the president know that it's not okay to put his politics, and this is a reckless effort on his part, to put his politics before the safety and security of the people of this nation and our efforts to keep our promise and our oath to keep them safe.
General Motors is temporarily slowing production at several plants due to the ongoing computer chip shortage. Some plants will only be closed for a week, while others may be closed for the foreseeable future. Those plants have already been idle due to the parts disruption. Plants in Tennessee and Michigan, as well as Mexico and Canada, will all be impacted. The automaker, expecting a shortage, will reduce its profit by nearly $2 billion for this year. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.